Actually, it was just the sound of little Alfred opening the door. It had squeaky hinges, don't you see? Very squeaky hinges. Hinges that didn't sound like hinges at all. They sounded more like, I don't know, the screech of an Egyptian mummy or something like that. And I'll admit that my nerves were just a bit on edge, mainly because of Drover. The little mutt had a childish fear of old houses. Thought they were haunted or something. How silly. Anyways, Alfred had pulled open the door, and now he stuck his head inside. For Drover's sake, I hoped that the boy would take one look around and decide that we could probably spend our time better somewhere else. I was worried about Drover. Maybe I already said that. He stuck his head inside the door. Little Alfred did, not Drover. Drover was standing behind me, shivering and moaning. I could hear his teeth clacking. Alfred looked inside, then his head emerged.
I don't see Eddie. It's too dark and spooky.
Well, that just about wrapped it up, didn't it? I mean, when it's too dark to see, it's time to go, right? I turned myself around and pointed like a compass needle in the direction of... That was odd. The boy wrapped his arm around my chest and picked me up off the ground and... Huh? Started stuffing me into the door that led into that house full of monsters? Hey, wait a minute. We needed to talk this thing out, make some plans. I mean, it was awfully dark in there and... I wouldn't have supposed that Alfred was stout enough to do that, but he did. And there I was, standing on the brink of the edge of the terrible black darkness and... Alfred spoke to me in a whisper.
You go first, Hanky, and check it out for monsters, 'cause you're big and tough.
Yeah, you bet. That was me, all right, big and tough, and my mouth sure was dry. And the insides of my legs sure were wet. Snow melt, no doubt.
Don't.
Well, there was nothing for me to do but to mush on and hope for the best. After a minute or two, my eyes began to adjust to the darkness. I looked around. There was an old table, a wood-burning stove, a broken chair, several mason jars, a pack rat's nest, and a layer of dust on everything. But no Eddie. Now that I could see, I felt somewhat bolder. I took a deep breath and a step forward. Nothing happened, so I took another step. Hey, this was going to be a piece of cake. I couldn't help chuckling at Drover's childish and irrational fear of old houses. What was an old house but a house that had gotten old? I decided to call. I cleared my throat. Eddie? Eddie the raccoon? A rescue party has just arrived to take you back to the ranch. No answer. I called again and listened. Aha! I heard the little snipe, or at least the scraping of his claws on the floor upstairs. He didn't want to go back home. That was the deal. Well, too bad for him and what he wanted. We'd hiked all the way over here, crossed rivers and climbed snowy mountains to find him. And by George, we weren't going back without him. I spotted the old stairs near the east wall. I was feeling pretty sure of myself by now and started up the stairs. Even though they did make a pretty scary groaning noise, and I began to notice that the higher I climbed, the darker it got. Yes, the loft area turned out to be quite a bit darker than the downstairs. I reached the top stop and stepped. I reached the stop, step, and top. I reached the top step and stopped. I stopped and cocked my ear and listened. Yes, there it was again, a faint scratching sound. Eddie, come out. We know you're there. We've come to take you home. Can you hear me? Then at last, I heard his voice.
Yeah, over here.
Fine, we've come to take you home. I'll tell you in all honesty that it wasn't my idea. This is little Alfred's business. If it were up to me, I'd leave you here, you backstabbing, two-timing, con-jobbing little fraud. Did you actually think I was dumb enough to think those eggshells would go back together?
You never know.
Well, I was. You know why? Because I was also dumb enough to trust a coon.
Yeah, never trust a coon. I could have told you.
Then why didn't you?
I'm a rat, dirty rat. They ought to lock me up.
I shook my head in disbelief. Hey, Eddie, we've been through all this before. You were locked up. You were safe behind bars, just where you ought to be. But then you couldn't wait to get out.
Yeah, I know. Moonlight madness. What a rat.
What a rat is right. Well, come on, and we'll rush you back to your cell.
Can't.
What do you mean, can't?
Two ghosts, right over there.
Huh? Eddie, I think we had a little static on the line. There for a second, I thought you said...
Two ghosts?
Right. But you didn't really say that, did you? An answer of no or false will be just fine. Either one, just go ahead and say no.
Yes, two ghosts. I'm scared to come out.
I must have had my back down the stairs circuit switched over to automatic because I found myself backing down the stairs. Quietly, but with some haste. Oh, really? Ghosts, huh? What do they look like?
Black robes with hoods, phantoms, grim reapers, hangmen, electronic eyes that blink. Help!
Yes, sir, those were ghosts, all right, and it's sure been nice knowing you, pal. If you ever make it back to the ranch, give us a holler.
Help! Help!
Gee whiz, I sure hated to run out on the little guy. Even though he'd pulled several low-down dirty tricks on me, he deserved better than this. I mean, what a terrible fate to be a young orphan coon left alone in a house full of black-hooded... whatever they were's. Hangmans. Black-hooded hangmans. Yes, I felt pretty bad backing down those stairs and knowing that I was fixing to shoot through that open door and go streaking back to the ranch. On the other hand... Eddie had walked into this mess on his own four legs, and it appeared that he would have to get himself out the same way. The important thing is, not that I did nothing to help him, but that I felt pretty bad about doing nothing. Remember, it's the thought that counts. When I reached the bottom of the stairs, I discovered that Alfred and Drover had come inside. There they were, waiting for me in the darkness and dustiness of the dark, dusty living room, or what used to be the living room. The boy's eyes were big and round.
What is it, Hanky? Did you find Eddie the Whack?
Through tail wags and facial expressions and other communication media, I delivered my report to the boy and to the saucer-eyed Drover, who was cowering between Alfred's legs. Okay, guys, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is that Eddie's up there in the loft, and as far as I can determine, he's all right, just too scared to come out. Drover's eyes were about to bug out of his head. He'd been hanging on every word.
How come he's scared to come out?
Good question, Drover, and that takes us right into the bad news. The bad news is that there are two black-hooded hangmans up there in the loft with him. I heard them both gasp. Do we have any volunteers to go up there and rescue our friend Eddie? Silence, except for Drover's chattering teeth. That's what I thought. In that case, I suggest we...
Suddenly, we heard a loud crash. And then,
a long, throbbing silence. I glanced at Alfred. He glanced at Drover. And Drover stared at me with two full moons for eyes. I coughed. Guys, we've covered the good news and the bad news. Now to the real bad news. The door has just blown shut. And we may be trapped in here with whatever that is up in the loft.